On April 23rd, I launched a limited series podcast, Christian Women and Menopause, strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. And to let you know how much I appreciate you listening, I'm giving away an Amazon gift card to one lucky winner. Visit hellohotflash.com/giveaway to sign up. A link is in the show notes. Christian Women and Menopause on Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts. Christian Women and Menopause, a limited series brought to you by Hello Hot Flash. Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. I'm flying solo once again, and this episode is for men only, kinda, because I know ladies, you're going to have to listen to it, screen it, make sure it's applicable to your situation, but after you listen to it, I can almost guarantee it's something that you're going to want to share with the men in your life. Not just your mate, not just your husband, but also like your sons, and especially if your sons are about to get married, or your nephews. This is some valuable information that I wish I would have known 33 plus years ago, because once the connection is made to the information that I provide to you today, that connection is going to allow your relationships to become stronger. So again, I'll let you do the pre-screening, but I think it's an episode that you're going to want to share. So this is how it all came about. I was getting ready the other day, and as it often happens, I was thinking about you guys and what was going to serve you. And the idea of helping you to teach your mate how to help you and him came to mind. I was like, where did my... I gotta record this. So on this show, we don't normally talk about the menstrual cycle unless we're talking about when it finally ends and then we're shouting a big yay. Today, I want to talk to you about the menstrual cycle and about the four phases of the cycle, how you should navigate them, and what your man can do to support you and him too during the different phases. If you don't know how to figure out what phase you're in, I'm going to leave some information in a link below. If you are postmenopausal, if you're like me, even though these don't fit in such a neat little bucket, if you start to track your mood and your symptoms and the way that you're feeling throughout the month, I can almost guarantee you'll start to unveil some type of pattern. And I've been able to do that. So I know between certain dates, I just have more energy. So I record more episodes, or I work a little differently. And then I know just sometimes of the month, I might need to take a 10-minute nap, even being postmenopausal. But I had to go the long way of figuring this out. I'll put a link below that will help people who are still having their cycle figure out their phase a little bit quicker. All right. So here's the rundown. I'll give you the name of the phase, let you know approximately how long it lasts, what foods you should and should not be eating, or could not be eating, how you could or could not be exercising. I'm going to tell you the things that'll help you, but again, decisions are up to you. What's going on with your hormones, and then I'll speak to the men in your life. I'll share with them how they can support you during each phase, and those who decide to listen will discover that what he learns can completely change the day-to-day in the home. So let's get started. First, we'll talk about the follicular phase. It lasts about 7 to 10 days. And during this phase, you're going to want to focus on foods rich in iron, B12, C, magnesium, and omega-3. So think wild-caught salmon, leafy greens, beans, pumpkin seeds, coconuts, avocados, black-eyed peas, lima beans, cashews, flax seeds, right? It's easier for the body to handle a reduction in calories during this phase as well, because the appetite is suppressed. So recognize this and reduce intake of food if this works for you. I'm not saying cut out all your calories or anything like that. It just may that you don't need to have that big meal. A large salad may please you just as well during this phase. you're going to want to avoid, and I'm going to say this during each phase because it's the same. So avoid caffeine, alcohol, sugar, high fat foods, a lot of dairy products as well. Okay. During the phase, you'll feel more focused and have more energy. And you feel actually like you could dominate the world because your estrogen and your progesterone is increasing. During this phase, you want to incorporate exercise that's a little more active, maybe a dance class, hiking, jumping rope, but save some days for rest as well. If you're early to learning about the stages of your body or the stages of syncing your cycle, and or you're trying to heal your hormonal imbalance, keep exercise, especially intense exercise, to like 30 minutes or under so that you can avoid excess cortisol production. Because too much heavy, impactful exercise can hurt you just as much as back in the day, it could actually help you. So you don't, just because I'm saying, you know, dance class, hiking, jumping rope, you don't want to leave your dance class, go for a 2-hour hike and come home and jump rope right before you go to bed. That's not going to help you at all. Keep the exercise to about 30 minutes or under, again, to avoid that excess cortisol production. So during this phase, what can your man do? Your spouse can enjoy this time, help you with projects in the home, perhaps take an exercise class with you because this will be kind of like a bonding period. Go outside, do something physical together, such as hiking, swimming, take a trip. Now you're going to want to plan that trip in the luteal phase, but this is a time to take that trip, go to a show or go to a museum. So you'll feel like being more engaged during this time. And I think a lot of times we're like, the conversation will be, well, just last week you wanted to go hiking with me, or just last week you wanted to, you know, go to a show, and this week you don't feel like it. Yes, it's true. It's not about men. It's not about you. It's about our hormones. So there's actually things going on in our bodies that make us change the way that we act and react to different situations and circumstances each month. While you all operate on a 24-hour cycle, we operate on a 30-day cycle. So there is a difference. I say that to say sometimes our feelings, if we're like on the other side of it, can get hurt. Like, why are you all of a sudden not, you know, wanting to be alone? Or why are you all of a sudden feeling this way? Again, it is hormonal. So the more you know, the more you can be in tune with this, and the easier it is for you as the male to understand it's not about you. In the most respectful way, it's not about you during this time, all right? Let me phrase that a little differently. It's not about you if 1 week she feels happy and 1 week she feels sad. It's not directed at you. It's just the changes in hormones, okay? All right, next phase, ovulatory. So it's about 3 to 4 days. Here, your estrogen peaks, your testosterone and progesterone rises, and high progesterone can drain energy. So we're looking for foods with folic acid, iron, and D. High fiber, low animal protein, low glycemic carbohydrate-rich foods. You want leafy greens, quinoa, red bell peppers, okra, spinach, chard, dandelion, and yes, dandelion, like that grows out in your grass that you kill with weed killer, is really good for you. Do not eat it off your front yard because it may have been sprayed with a chemical, but you can buy dandelion root, you can buy the flower, and you can make dandelion tea as well. And if you garden, if you go to your local garden center and you're getting ready to start planting plants, a lot of times they sell dandelion. So that makes sure it'll be safe and toxin free so you can grow it yourself. So during this phase, something like a dandelion tea would be amazing as well. Brussels sprouts, cantaloupe, guava, fig, strawberries, red lentils, wild-caught salmon, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, all are good for you during this phase. So what you'll notice is for people who tend to eat the same exact thing every day, a meat, a potato, and green beans, like that's all you eat, your body actually needs different types of food during different weeks of the month. So that's why I'm telling you the difference between the months or between each week, so you can start to adjust the way that you're eating and you will start to see a difference, right? For this week only, you may want to consider going meat-free. Specifically, raw vegan is ideal. I did raw vegan only when I was going through my perimenopausal symptoms were like for real kicking my butt, as in could barely work, was not able to drive and so forth. So I did the raw vegan during that time because I was in crisis mode. I'll tell you, it's not the easiest thing for me to do, but vegetarian does work for me. So what's important is you don't just stop eating meat. You need to understand how to get certain macro and micronutrients. And that is when having a coach is really helpful. You can also find out more about nutrition in my course called Mastering Menopause. If you go over to HelloHotFlash.com, you can find more about that course. Again, Mastering Menopause. But just because I'm saying raw vegan during that week, if you don't know how to do raw vegan, if you're not making sure that you can balance your macro and micronutrients, that may not be ideal for you. But if you know what you're doing, it is going to work magic during the ovulatory phase, okay? Avoid, again, caffeine, alcohol, sugar, high-fat foods, dairy, certain dairy products, right? Exercise, what does that look like? Kettlebells, perhaps a boot camp class. But remember, limit your activity to 30 minutes or less, especially if you're having hormonal imbalances. The high intensity exercise to 30 minutes or rest. Make sure you're carving out or less rather, and then make sure you're carving out days to rest. This is a time you'll want to have meaningful conversations, and you'll be able to negotiate the deal to buy the new house or negotiate a deal for your job. During this time, you think about communications and collaboration. You are a verbal ninja during this time. And if you sit there and think about it, you're like, yeah, there are some times I can like kind of spill out the tea and it's all good. And then, you know, a week or two later, I'm like brain drained. That's because of the phase that you're in. So understanding these different phases help you navigate home, can help your spouse navigate your relationship. It can help you navigate at work as well. Okay. So what should your man be doing during this time, or could he be doing? Understand that this is a time that you want to talk. So having a listening ear is important. Affirming your spouse, affirming your mate. Now, I'm not saying that because, again, when men operate on that 24-hour cycle, I'm not saying you have to like totally adjust your whole life and like, oh my goodness, this week I can only listen. I can't talk this week. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying recognize the phase that she's in, men who are listening, recognize the phase that she's in, and then choose to support during this phase if it works for you. And when you do, I'm going to tell you it will work for you. So understand, have a listening ear, positive affirmations, discuss your relationship goals, go on dates and then parties with other friends, discuss your sex life during this time. Now, again, none of this is telling the man to turn off your emotions, nor that what you're feeling doesn't matter. It's simply letting you know where she is. And I found awareness and doing something with that awareness is incredibly powerful. It can completely change your relationship. And I wish I would have known this years and years and years ago. Like, I had no clue. While one week I was one way, and the next week I was another way. And honey, I love you, because I left you so confused. You know, my spouse was confused as well. So having this information, I think, is vital. And why I mentioned at the beginning telling your sons and your nephews, because I'm having these conversations with my son. You know, my son is married, has had this conversation. I'm having them with my children, because I have boys. And the more they know, the better their relationships can be just with this bit of knowledge. So let's go on to the next phase. It's the luteal phase, and it lasts about 10 to 14 days. Estrogen and progesterone levels high, and if the egg isn't fertilized, your hormone levels will decrease, and that's when the menstrual cycle begins. So, but again, we're in the luteal phase. For food, you want to eat food that's high in calcium, magnesium, fiber-rich foods like brown rice, collard greens. Don't cook your collard greens for hours, or there's no need to eat them. You know, I actually have done a collard wrap before, which is a raw collard green. You can eat raw greens. So that's to make sure that I was actually getting the nutrients that I was supposed to get from them. So steam them, in other words, it's another option for you. cucumbers, ginger, mustard greens, sweet potatoes, apples, peaches, pears, chickpeas, sesame, and sunflower seeds all are helpful during this phase. You need more calories during this phase. Remember the other phase I said you didn't need as much? This phase you're going to need more. This is the phase where you want to increase slow-burning complex carbohydrates, like increase like beans and quinoa and so forth in your body, okay? Or as part of your intake. Exercise could be Pilates, weightlifting, a bar class. So if you kind of think about it, all of those classes like stretch and elongate your body. It's like even the weightlifting is like stretching and can elongate your muscles. And it's like a prep phase for everything else. So it's like this phase, you're prepping for your cycle to come or prepping your bodies to make sure that you can get pregnant if you want. All of that is it. The exercise relates to that. So Pilates, weightlifting, a bar class. But again, make sure that you're incorporating rest. You are more nurturing during this period of time, more detail driven. So spouses, husbands, the men in your life may find that you're like, oh, honey, can I iron your shirt? Well, you know, I may be exaggerating with iron your shirt, but can I iron your shirt for you? Or let's cuddle a little bit more. And you're like, wait, 2 weeks ago, she didn't want to cuddle, but it's our hormones. Just go with it. Cuddle. All right. During this phase, as the woman, you may want to slow down networking and social activities during this phase. Again, I know this is not always possible because we have lives to live, but let's say that you are somewhat in control of your schedule and you know you have every week this month, you have an opportunity for a large networking event. Perhaps you don't schedule that networking event during this phase because you know you will not be on your game. You want that networking event when you're communicating and you're in your verbal ninja mode, okay? Men, this is when your mate or spouse may also feel sad or erratic and or restless. Do not say, yes, I just paused for some period of time. I'm gearing to pause again. And do I need to pause again? Because I don't want you to say, are you on your period? Or is your period about to start? Like, don't say it because, again, you're just going to cause turmoil. Do like suggested in the last phase. Just recognize what is going on. Respect the process. Respect the hormones. This is what Eve left us with. And then by doing so, recognizing, knowing in your head, if in your head you're saying, oh, Lord, you're getting ready to go crazy. All right, say it in your head. Do not let it come out of your mouth because that's when the arguments can actually start. So again, recognize the phase and then just keep it moving. You know what phase she's in and then just learn to adapt to that phase. It feels like I'm telling the men to do a lot of adapting, but I'm telling you the adaptation will help you. It'll help your spouse get through these different phases of emotional turmoil and the hormones going up and down. They will see how much you love and care for them and respect them in this manner. And that's going to make every other part of your relationship so much better. All right. During this phase, you're going to want to do domestic projects together. Many hands make light work. Cook together. Stay home for a date night. Ask what you can do to make the relationship better. Just you asking that question, it may be, I don't know, it's the answer, but just asking that question is going to get you a bunch of brownie points. All right. And then take on some tasks, an extra day of washing the dishes or mopping the floor, but be sincere when you do this, you know, a hug, a calm tone. I dare you to not see a change. So if you follow these phases, men, and you do this for like 2 months straight and you don't see a change, send me a DM. Then I want to hear about it. I'm at Hello Hot Flash. Instagram is Hello Hot Flash Podcast. So just send me a DM if it doesn't work. 2 months, being sincere with doing this. All right. Now, again, it has to be sincere or she'll see right through it. But when done in sincerity, it will make a difference. All right. Phase 4, the menstrual cycle. That's 3 to 7 days. Estrogen and progesterone is low. You're going to want to increase iron, B12, C, magnesium, and omega-3. Make sure that you're getting wild-caught salmon during this time if you're eating salmon or seafood. Wild-caught it's super important. I get on my platform about different types of meat on a previous episode, so I won't go there now. But again, make sure that your salmon or your seafood is wild caught. Leafy greens, beans, pumpkins, black and blueberries, watermelon, Concord grapes, not just grapes, Concord grapes, because grapes are different. Kidney beans, seeds, coconuts, cashews, mushrooms, but specifically shiitake mushrooms versus like the white mushrooms or just the button mushrooms. Each mushroom does something different for the body, so shiitake is important during this time or can work well. Beets, kelp, wild rice. Skip foods that promote estrogen metabolism, and you also want to make sure that, or you may want to go grain-free during this time of the month. Once again, avoid caffeine, alcohol, high-fat foods. During the menstrual cycle, you're going to want to implement low-impact exercise like walking, mat Pilates, and get plenty of rest, 2 to 3 days, 3 or 4 days of rest. Men, she may feel reflective and her intuition is probably really high during this phase. Ladies, reassess your goals, listen to your gut, take a personal day from work if you can, and implement some type of self-care. Read a good book. Men, listen to her advice. I didn't say you had to take it, but you should listen during this time. Jot down some things that she's saying for a couple of months and, you know, go back to it and be like, oh man, shoot, she was right. Or if she was, you know, then you'll have more confidence to follow that intuition in the future, right? Reflect on what is going on. This is a time for a lot of reflection. Guys, if you want to take it a step further, buy a gift or spa card. Make sure that she can indulge in self-care by keeping the kids for maybe a few hours, an hour or two during the day. Remember, this is only once per month. I was going to say, they're your kids too, but I won't go there. I won't say that. But keep the kids maybe one, 2 hours per month when she just needs some alone time for self-care. Again, all of these things are going to add up, fill her bucket so that she can pour out to you and to the family even more. Give a foot massage, whatever it's comforting. And during this time, listening, once again, is super important. Always speaking words of affirmation is important as well. Ladies, this isn't always an easy subject to approach, so I hope this was helpful. Often we don't know what to ask for. Well, here is your blueprint. Let's stop leaving our husbands or our mates confused. Confused as to why we, you know, maybe want to have sex 1 week and then the next week we treat them like they're the worst person on earth. It's not us, it is our hormones. Men, your spouse does not mean it. I will say it once again. It really is the hormonal imbalance. And if we're not eating properly, if we're not moving our body properly, if we're not taking care of ourselves, the fluctuation becomes even more, even greater. So then we are completely off. But if you start to implement the different types of foods and the different types of movement, the hormones will start to remain a slightly more balanced during this time, and it'll make it easier for the entire family to navigate this 30-day cycle. And to my daughter-in-love and my future daughter-in-love, you are welcome. Feel free to send payment via PayPal. Just kidding. I hope this episode brought you some laughs and some I get it moments, because this is so important. Again, I'm just going to say it one more time. Why did someone not tell me this information before? I think this is the most genius information ever. And I was probably, I don't know, late 40s, early 50s before I found out about this, and just completely saddened by the fact that I didn't know this earlier. So please make sure that you're sharing this episode. You guys, thank you so much for listening to Hello Hot Flash. At Hello Hot Flash, it's where we help you control the midlife change. Here's to your health.